An environmental pathogen is to blame for an increase in lung disease in Florida. WUSF's Kerry Sheridan helps us understand what it is and why it's so prevalent in the state.
Back in 2018, Myra Mendible felt sudden sharp pains in her side. She figured she'd pulled a muscle while cutting down trees at a swampy, overgrown property she and her husband had just bought in Fort Myers.
And I'd be out there in my little tractor, you know, dust flying everywhere. Never in a million years would I have thought that I needed to be wearing an N95 mask to do this kind of thing.
So she went to urgent care.
They did an x-ray and they saw some weirdness in my lungs. And I thought, oh my God, I've got lung cancer. And I think they suspected that as well.
A CT scan was next, then a referral to a pulmonologist.
The pulmonologist referred to it as the LOL disease. And I said, oh, LOL disease. And he said, little old lady, because a lot of women get it who are small. I'm small and petite and thin. And they do it by gardening.
Mendible, who's in her mid-60s, was diagnosed with what's actually known as non-tuberculosis mycobacteria, or NTM. It's a cousin of tuberculosis that can infect the lungs and attack the airways. Older people are more susceptible, particularly white or Asian women, as well as former smokers or those with pre-existing lung damage. Symptoms include exhaustion, weight loss, and coughing, sometimes coughing up blood.
I start shaking. I get cold. My heart races. My husband comes and puts a blanket around me. You know, it's like I have to recover from it.
And to help her recover, Mendible's treatment includes 5 antibiotics a day for 18 months. She says it's exhausting. Anthony Canella is an infectious disease doctor at the University of South Florida's Morsani College of Medicine. He says, at first, symptoms can be so vague that patients may be sick for a long time before they figure out why.
It could be months to years where people progressively get worse with their cough. Then they'll start to have, you know, some shortness of breath when they're doing exertional activities. And then sometimes they start having fevers and chills and night sweats and even weight loss, not unlike you would with tuberculosis.
And patients are often told they may not die of it, but they may die with it. That's what happened to Amy Leitman's stepmother, Fern. She took antibiotics for 18 years and had an operation to remove part of her lung. She died at 68 of kidney failure related to the lengthy treatment. Leitman says while Fern was alive, she tried to help others learn about NTM.
She met a lot of other patients that were like her. They were looking for information on this disease. They couldn't find it. They were scared.
Even though NTM is not typically contagious from person to person, cases are on the rise, especially in Florida. The bacteria thrives in hot, swampy environments and tends to live in soil and water, which is why Dr. Canella says a greater understanding of NTM's presence in the local environment is needed.
What probably needs to happen is a soil and water survey of the entire state.
NTM is also not a nationally notifiable infection like hepatitis A, measles, or coronavirus, so when someone's diagnosed, it's not reported to public health authorities. But some researchers say it should be, because NTM can grow in indoor plumbing, exposing people in showers and hot tubs. Swimming pools are also risky because chlorination doesn't kill it. Back in 2015, Rebecca Prevost, a top epidemiologist at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, published the first major study on NTM prevalence in the U.S. Using Medicare data, she discovered that about 180,000 people had the disease, with cases rising at a rate of 8% a year.
There are very few diseases that are increasing at 8% per year, so that's quite dramatic.
Charles Daly is chief of the Division of Mycobacterial and Respiratory Infections at National Jewish Health in Denver. He says hospitals are trying to keep up.
I mean, almost every major university or big hospital is starting an NTM clinic. And if you talk to docs, they're like, they're overwhelmed by these cases.
Daly is optimistic, saying new and repurposed drugs are in the pipeline that could help patients beat the disease. Back in 2019, Florida lawmakers agreed on a bill to spend more than $500,000 on testing and epidemiological research for NTM, but it was vetoed by Governor Ron DeSantis. And the CDC is also studying ways to improve nationwide reporting of NTM through a pilot program in some states, but Florida is not among them. That information would have helped 75-year-old Irene Press. She doesn't know how she got infected, only that she had repeated bouts of pneumonia for years before she was finally diagnosed in 2020.
I'm an avid ballroom dancer. After I was diagnosed, my lungs were in such poor condition that I could only get halfway around the dance floor.
She's been taking three different medications to try and kill the bacteria in her lungs, and she may have to take them for life to keep the infection at bay. But Press is finding ways to live with the disease. She's found that dancing helps clear her lungs and boosts her mood. Earlier this year, she donned a glittering blue dress and heels and did not hesitate when her husband, Don, asked,
"You want to do a tango?"
"Sure."
"Excuse us."
"Okay."
For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Sheridan in Sarasota.